Thank you very much, Femi. Well, as Femi has been saying, Mexican officials announced a shutdown of the country in response to the flu outbreak, H1N1, of course better known as the swine flu. Offices, restaurants, schools and soccer stadiums will be closed from today through until Tuesday. With all this news, it doesn't seem a good time to be a Mexican right now. Here's what we know right now. 2,498 suspected cases in Mexico involving pneumonia, 97 cases of swine flu that have been confirmed, 168 suspected deaths, 12 confirmed from swine flu in the United States. And joining us from Orange County, California is Gustavo Arellano. He writes a syndicated column called Ask a Mexican. Well, I'm going to ask a Mexican. What is it like to be a Mexican right now with all of this stuff going on with the so-called swine flu?
It's really tough. We were already blamed for so many of America's ills, from bad tipping to loss of jobs and the downfall of the economy. Now we're seen as this huge pathogen come to life, ready to infect the nostrils and lungs of all Americans. It's really sad. So we'll just drink more tequila this Cinco de Mayo.
Well, how are most Mexicans reacting to this? I mean, when you speak to the average Mexican, I mean, do they just feel that they're just really getting the short end of the stick and it's playing into these being typecast and stereotyped all over again?
It's been a tough year in Mexico, not just because, you know, we started off with the narco war and, of course, all the subsequent media attention and travel warnings to Mexico. And now you have this swine flu that everyone is blaming on Mexico as if somehow we created this because of our supposedly unhygienic ways. It's going to be devastating for the Mexican economy because we're so dependent, Mexico's so dependent on tourism. But then Mexicans here in the United States, now you're seeing a lot of rhetoric from nativist groups saying that you should avoid Mexicans at all costs because we're likely carriers of the disease. Never mind that most of the Americans who first contracted swine flu got it in Mexico and then flew legally here to the United States, back to their home country.
And how does this play into the wider issues around immigration, tighter border controls, so on and so forth?
Well, now you have a continued and much more heated call to close down the borders immediately, as if somehow if you shut down any entry of Mexicans into the United States, that's somehow going to either contain or isolate the swine flu. And President Barack Obama himself has said that's just not feasible, considering so much of the economy, especially in the U.S.-Mexico border on our side, is dependent on constant to and fro from the United States. And Mexico.
Right. And Gustav, as you know, there's been a lot of discussion going on about what this should be called. There have also been some reports of attempts to label this the Mexican flu. Has President Felipe Calderón addressed this at all?
He hasn't, though a lot of Mexican consuls in the United States, they have, and they think they say that to call it the Mexican flu, it's a bit racist. I wouldn't go so far as to call it racist. It's very easy for Americans, and I guess people in general, they want something that's easier to say and easier to pinpoint when it comes to endemics or pandemics. As in 1918, of course, the most famous example, the Spanish flu was not created in Spain. Then Spain didn't even have the most amount of victims. That's just where the American media happened to have been when they started noticing that a lot of people were getting killed from it. It's similar. Similarly with Mexico, Mexico might turn out to be the first place the place that created the swine flu, but to call it the Mexican flu, that's just silly.
But when you think back to the SARS outbreak and you compare the so-called swine flu, and that's also something that originated in a different continent. Do sort of comparisons come to mind about how that was treated and how that was reported and whether these sorts of stereotypes and typecasting came out into the open?
When it comes to Mexicans in the United States, anything dealing with pathology, Mexicans are always going to get the worst brunt of it. Mexicans and Muslims. Of course, there were stereotypes when there was the avian flu, the vague stereotypes of, oh, those Chinese, they'll eat anything. Therefore, there must have been some virus that jumped from, I don't know, an ocelot or some strange animal into the human system and then went on to infect everyone. But China and Asia and Hong Kong, wherever that flu came from, it's far away. It needs an airplane flight. Mexico is right there on the United States border, an ever-looming menace to American society. Therefore, the stereotypes and also just the hysteria surrounding anything that comes from Mexico is just going to be more outrageous and sillier than any other country around.
Is there something that you think that Mexicans, especially American Mexicans, need to be doing to protect themselves? I mean, it sounds like a dreadful situation. I mean, are people fearful in their communities?
The only thing we can do at this point is to eat a lot of pozole, which is this rich red hominy stew, put a lot of jalapenos in it, and really drink a lot of orange juice. That's always worked for me to stave off any sickness. And hey, I'm the healthiest man in the world.
Yeah, Gustavo, you could also wash your hands thoroughly, right? And
yeah,
not go out if you're sick.
No, whatever.
I'm sorry. It's important, and it's important for everyone. I know we're talking about the cultural aspects of this. Everyone can do that as well. And it would be empowering to the Mexican-American community to everyone get into hand-washing together, don't you think?
Yeah, because we've never done that before.
No, that's not what I'm saying. You've never done it before. It's important for everyone.
Well, of course, but that goes without saying. You see,
but it doesn't go without saying. That's the problem.
Common sense things like that. You don't need to say that. If you do need to say that, that just shows that you're not doing it already, and that's the problem. That some people think, oh, Mexicans are already somehow unhygienic. Therefore, hey, you know, it's all their fault. In fact, as we speak, I'm going through these blogs of right wing people saying avoid all restaurants now because most of them employ legal aliens, and of course we know how in Mexico people do not wash their hands. That's just silly.
It is silly.
Well, it certainly got the bloggers talking. It certainly got us talking, and it's an interesting angle to explore. Gustavo Arellano, he writes a syndicated column for Ask a Mexican. Thank you very much for joining us.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.